Hi, Joe Cantu here, and we're re-entering the market.
Welcome to Retirement Tactical Money Management. Joe Cantu, Chief Investment Officer of Cantu Tactical Wealth Management, is your host and has over 30 years of experience in the retirement money management profession. He is a West Point graduate with a Master's in Business Administration and has worked for three of the largest Wall Street firms as a stockbroker and portfolio manager.
Hi, Joe Cantu here, and we're re-entering the market. So, over the past week, the U.S. government stepped in and they backed the bank deposits. And as I mentioned, if you saw my last video, I had indicated that we would be out probably for about a week. Then if the markets traded 300 to 400, either negative or positive, that would indicate normal trading. And that is the case. It did trade that way. We had that situation where the market was down 600, but it came back. It didn't stay down that far. And so today, March 21st, 2023, we're going to be re-entering the market. Now let's talk about the Fed rate hike. What should we expect from the Fed? Well, before the bank default problem by the small regional banks, the Fed was expected to raise rates probably about 50 basis points. And the reason is there's still strong growth in the economy. The inflation is strong, as I mentioned before, you know, the highest employment in 58 years in the United States. However, I think they're only going to raise them by a quarter of a basis point tomorrow. That's when they're expected for the FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee meeting. And I think that this bank debacle scared the Fed and the Treasury and the bank regulators and Congress. It really jolted everybody on the financial stability of the banks. Now, many Wall Street economists feel that the Fed should not raise rates at all. And they felt that the Fed has raised rates too fast and too much, and they hurt the whole bank loan situation with the smaller, you know, it's amazing, but the smaller to medium-sized regional banks, they make most of the loans, and by raising them too fast, it made loans not attractive, so it hurt the income stream that these banks make from offering these loans to the public. Now let's talk about the stock market. Now the stock market high was in November about 2021, November to February, right in that range. But due to lower valuations, so as the interest rates started to rise, analysts started lowering the valuations of these companies. Now in my opinion, they're lowered too much. The valuations are too low. And the reason is earnings. Earnings have been still strong, and they pulled back a little bit, but not significantly. So I believe the stock market will rise moving forward based on continued good earnings from the U.S. companies and the fact that we have good employment here in the United States. I don't believe we're going into recession at all. Let's talk about one asset class. Let's talk about gold. We're going to have a position in gold in our portfolios. But gold's trading in the 1900s range, and I believe that it will move higher over the next few months due to these banking issues and all this free money flooding into the U.S. economy. Why? Well, if you look going all the way back to the days of Christ, gold and silver has been what we call a flight to quality. And what I mean by flight to quality metals are considered a safe asset class over paper money and over these digital currencies. So I believe on that respect that we'll see gold and silver, you know, in the metals, to move up during this period. And here at Cantu Tactical Wealth Management, we will take a position in that. Let's talk about the safety of your money from banks versus brokerage, the custodians, and what's the difference. First off, at your bank, when you put deposits in your bank, they are taking your money and they're loaning it out to make more money for the banks. That's what happens at a bank. And the banks fall under the Treasury Department. Now, the brokerage firms don't fall under the Treasury Department. They fall under Congress. And at brokerage firms, your money, your cash deposits go into the brokerage firm. They are not loaned out for more loans. Your money and your cash is your money and your cash at the brokerage firms. As a matter of fact, most of the cash is swept into money market deposits. What's a money market deposit? Trades at $1, they're short-term securities, CDs, treasuries, corporate bonds, less, and the interest rate fluctuates, but it always stays at $1. And so basically your money and your cash is backed by securities. But let's go one step further. The brokerage firms are insured by something called SIPC. SIPC guarantees the replacement of those securities. Now, SIPC was set up by Congress. It was an act of Congress that set up SIPC. Now, the difference is, for example, if you own Exxon and it's $50 a share and then it drops to $40, SIPC replaces the Exxon stock, for example. I'm not recommending that stock. I'm just giving an example. But you still get it at $40 a share. You don't get it at $50. They just replace the securities. But likewise, on the short-term securities, if they're in treasuries and CDs and things like that, they insure the replacement of that. So that's important to understand. Now let's talk about expectations for the market. Our expectations are that the market will rally tomorrow with the Fed rate hike of 25 basis point or less. So it's possible it could be zero or 25. Now what could negate this market rally? And what has negated the market rally in the past when the Fed does exactly what Wall Street expects, raises it by the amount that they expect? It's Fed Chairman Powell's comments. Now, if his comments are dovish, and we're going to use two words, dovish and hawkish, and dovish means it's going to settle down on the interest rate hike, and hawkish means he still feels there's a lot of inflation, he needs to raise rates. But in the past, we've seen the market rally on dovish comments, and then only to sell off during Fed Chairman Powell's comments, hawkish comments. So we're hoping that this bank scare to the Fed and Treasury and everyone else, but especially to the Fed, will curtail his hawkish comments, and that we'll see a market rally. So last thing to say is that if you noticed over the last week, that notice what asset class was rallying. And in the last week, we had the tech asset class rally versus other asset classes. Now, the reason is the tech stocks like Apple and Google, Microsoft, they're rich with cash. So I believe that many investors felt that by running to these companies that are cash rich, to use that term, they felt that was safer than their money being in the banks. They were willing to take the risk of the market gains and losses on the stock by being in a company rich with cash versus having that money in the bank. And that's why we saw the tech market rally. Now, we're going to take a position in technology for the same reason. Last thing to say, if your money is in a small bank, small to medium bank, In my opinion, you should not have more than what that money is insured. So you should go to your bank and your locals. If you're at a local bank, for example, or small regional bank, and ask them what they're insured to. If you have money beyond those deposits, I believe that you should move that money to a larger bank or perhaps to a brokerage firm. This concludes my presentation. I have some disclosures at the end. So take a listen.
Joe Cantu, Chief Investment Officer of Cantu Tactical Wealth Management, is your host and has over 30 years of experience in the retirement money management profession. He is a West Point graduate with a master's in business administration and has worked for three of the largest Wall Street firms as a stockbroker and portfolio manager. Over 10 years ago, he created Cantu Tactical Wealth Management, which actively balances and selects investments based on a tactical approach rather than the traditional strategic management method. Instead of the buy and hold philosophy, he believes in the pursuit of finding investments showing momentum, performance regardless of the direction of the market. His experience includes IRA accounts, 401k rollovers, trusts, endowments, defined benefit plans, 403Bs, and 401k plans. Additionally, he served as a night college instructor for seniors, teaching high net worth retirement and estate planning for 14 years. Podcast views and personal opinions are for educational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing has risk of loss, and you should consult with your own advisors for any financial decisions. Cantu Tactical Wealth Management and Joe Cantu are a fiduciary firm and registered investment advisor in the states of California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas, providing pure independent advice and money management.